Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The book of Philippians is written in a letter. It is a letter that is written to the church at Philippi. And many of the letters that Paul wrote are actual letters that he wrote, or a pseudonym, or somebody wrote to the people, to the churches. So one of the great things about being a pastor is that a sermon can be any kind of way. We can be creative. So instead of just speaking from my heart like I have in the past, today, because it is a letter to the church at Philippi, I am writing a letter to you. So, Grace, United Church of Christ. And as you hear the letter, think about the scripture and how it was written. My dear brothers and sisters of Grace United Church of Christ, Lancaster, Ohio, I love you deeply and long to be with you as family, to learn your names and to the things that make you tick, to be in relationships with one another as fellowship of Jesus Christ, to be in covenant together with God and to follow through with our baptismal promises. Those promises that show that we are named and claimed by God, listening to the Spirit move through and within us. We gather each Sunday to hear God's word. We gather to be in relationships because we know that wherever we are on life's journey, we are welcome here. We know that the core values, the values that we as a church have said we will live by, are love, leadership, fun, joy, faith, and welcoming community. We are working together to live into these. We share prayers. We share joys and sorrows. We laugh and cry together. We share meals together. We don't judge one another, and we help to teach God's love. You are important to me. You do lots in the name of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. You open your hearts and you share food and lodging. You open your hearts and you share treasure. You open yourselves to receive and to share God's blessings. You are my humility and joy, and I rejoice daily for you. I urge you to keep your feet planted firmly in the Lord's way. Share the joy. Live the joy. Be the joy. I have a special message for you. I ask you, my loyal cohorts, to work together with me. We belong to the Lord. For God's sake, for the sake of the church, get together, and if there's any differences, iron them out. I plead with you to try and to get along with each other, to listen, to pray together, to be in relationships. Sometimes the only thing people see is how we act, not what we say. So please work together to include all. Not just in word, but in action as well. And as a note to you, my friends, my dependable friends, you know who you are. Please help those who have differences to work them out, to help them sort out the things that separate them from God. Don't talk about things that divide, but move and help towards the things that unite us in Jesus Christ. In the past, I am told, and I have noticed that you have worked hard together. And I am praying that you will work hard with me as well, as we put lots of sweat and tears into living and sharing about Jesus and the love and grace that he shares with us. We have worked hard to live the faith and to bring others to Christ. God, our God, has all the names in the book of life. Celebrate the Lord nonstop. Let me tell you that again. Celebrate, rejoice, have fun. Let your hair down. Laugh together, play together, be together, eat, play, pray together. Work so hard that you get a reputation for greatness. Because when we are pushy, people turn us off. they ask what their problem is, and it sometimes causes dissent in the family. And with the Lord so close, we can't afford not to work together. Don't be anxious either about anything. Pray about everything. Pray at all times. Worrying never fixed anything, so take action. Repackage your concerns, your worries as prayers. Tell God what it is you want, giving thanks in advance. Talk to God so that you get it off your chest. God is always there listening with us. God never turns us off. Once you take your worry, your concerns to God in prayer, you will find such relief. God's peace and grace will take over, will move in. Your fears and anxieties will be pushed aside. Your troubled minds and hearts will take refuge in Jesus Christ. And you can relax and recover and be renewed. And finally, my dear and loyal friends, my fellow companions on the journey, give your hearts and minds some healthy stuff to chew on. Authentic stuff. Excuse me. Uncontaminated stuff. Words that can draw us into a conversation, a dialogue with it. The healthy stuff that is worthwhile, fulfilling. Things with integrity, justice, and peace-filled thoughts. Dear friends and family, these are the things that should fill your mind. Quality stuff instead of immoral and shoddy stuff. Please think on them. Meditate on them. Because when you do, you can't go wrong. Keep yourselves on track, putting into practice what you have picked up from the saints in the faith, from teachings and examples, from growing in faith people, from the role models of our faith. Rest assured, the God of peace will be right there with you. God's blessings to you. I love you. Mindy. Of Scripture, words shared from the heart in a letter, and words shared from the heart when we speak are all ways that God speaks to us. May we have ears to hear. Amen.